Sometimes the best way to view history is through the lens of fiction. So says librarian Nancy Pearl. Today, Nancy makes the case for a new novel that has a lot to say about the life and times of acclaimed novelist, Virginia Woolf.
This is Vanessa and Her Sister by Priya Parmar, and I loved this novel. I just loved this novel. This is the story of, or a look at, the lives of Virginia Woolf and Vanessa Bell. And we know much more about Virginia Woolf than we do about Vanessa Bell. And when I was telling a friend how much I loved this book, and I said, I wonder why we don't know as much about Vanessa Bell as we do about her sister, Virginia. And he said to me, well, that's because one was a genius and one was merely talented. And because I had read this book, I am so defensive about Vanessa. So this is a novel set when the sisters are in their early 20s, they're living with their brother, Thoby, and it's told in mostly Vanessa's journals. But interspersed with that are letters, and then are, as someone said, the Twitter of the day, telegrams between various people. But you get a picture, I think, of Virginia Woolf here that you don't get, that I have never read. Now, I'm not a Bloomsbury expert, so there's much, much, much that I haven't read. But the stuff that I have read, you don't see Virginia in quite the way. I've never seen Virginia in quite the way I see her here.
So is Priya Parmar, the author, a Bloomsbury expert?
She isn't. And what's interesting is that I went back, I had never read anything by her, but I went back to an earlier book, and it's the story of Nell Gwynn, a novel about Nell Gwynn, but told in relatively the same way through journals and letters.
As you're speaking, I'm thinking how fascinating, because I, in fact, did not know Virginia Woolf had a sister, so there's one. Her sister's name is Vanessa. But the other question I wonder is, why choose to address either Nell Gwynn or Vanessa Bell through the lens of fiction rather than nonfiction?
I think because fiction can tell the truth about history, whereas history tells the facts. And that's not original with me. I adapted it.
But I like it. So do you suppose then that Priya Parmar was fascinated with this idea of Vanessa Bell and wanted to get into the relationship of sisters?
I think so.
In a more freeing way?
Yes, I think so. I think she worked with one of Vanessa and Virginia's descendants. So there's, you know, a lot of historical accuracy, and you get all the major players. Forster is in here. Lytton Strachey is in here. Everybody that you could imagine. Leonard Woolf, who married Virginia. And I don't know. I loved this book. It was just such a kind of a revelation about life at that time, leading up to World War One. And
well, I know you love the World War One era,
right? Right.
So there is. Let's just set that aside.
No, that has really little
but
to
I
do
was,
with this.
As the passion when you say how much you love the book makes me think that over the many years that we've known one another, you often hit book deserts where you don't love the books that you've picked up. So is it the story? Is it the writing? Is it the history? Is it the package?
It's the package. It's the package. And I have to say, 2014 was not a good year for me for reading. It was just very hard for me to find stuff that satisfied my reading lust. And 2015 is so far starting out great.
Well, I like that. And anything optimistic about books is good in my book. Vanessa and Her Sister is the title of this fiction version of the relationship between Virginia Woolf and her sister Vanessa Bell. The author is Priya Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R. Another one. It sounds exciting.
It's wonderful, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl speaking to Marcy Silman. Nancy is the author of the Book Lust series, and each Tuesday she visits us on the record with a book recommendation. You can find this week's suggestion, if you didn't have a chance to write it down, and all of Nancy Pearl's picks, just go to our website, kuow.org, and search for Nancy Pearl.